Dear brothers and sisters, most respected pilgrims, the Gospel will witness the moment when Jesus, for the first time, is sending his disciples into the world. To describe to them the condition of the world that is waiting for them, he uses a simple, powerful image, parable of the harvest. Harvest is rich, but the laborers are few. He tells him not to frighten them, but in order for them to comprehend the seriousness of their mission. Harvest is always inevitable, I mean, something that we cannot postpone. When it is ready, we cannot wait, and we have to prepare everything. That is why Jesus used this image, or this parable. The mission of his disciples cannot wait, but they do not have to be afraid that they are few, because he immediately adds, "So ask the Lord of the harvest to send laborers to his harvest." From this word clearly comes whose harvest it is and whose laborers are. Both his care, and disciples are there only to be faithful and loyal. He doesn't ask from them impossible things. He doesn't ask from them success, but only this: to be faithful witnesses of their mission. These days in church newspapers we can read, because we have ordinations of the priests of this part of the year, in this part of the year, how even bishops and provincials are talking about the lack of priests. Very few Catholic country in the world can today boast with great number of vocations. But I'm afraid that we forget the word of Jesus: pray the Lord of harvest to send laborers to his harvest. We have to pray, and the Lord never refuses such prayer. To be worthy of the prayer and this holy sacrifice, let us repent from the heart for our sins.